What if everything you've been told about retirement savings is keeping you broke? 74% of people under 50 are trapped in what Goldman Sachs calls the financial vortex. It's a death spiral where you're working harder than ever, but your retirement account barely moves. And here's what nobody's telling you. It's not your fault. The game changed, but the playbook didn't. Housing costs exploded from 33% to 51% of your income. Healthcare doubled. Childcare is up 50%, but your salary, it's barely budged. So when financial gurus tell you, just save more, they're kind of gaslighting you. Today, I'm breaking down the new retirement formula that actually works in 2025 and beyond. It's not about sacrifice. It's about strategy. And there's one move in particular, most people miss it completely, that could add $200,000 to your retirement without working a single extra hour. In this episode, you'll learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. But before we get into it, my name is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years, and I'm here to help you make better wealth decisions. Let me just start by telling you about Julie. She's 34 years old. She's a marketing manager. She makes $75,000 a year, which is really decent money. She's doing everything right according to traditional advice. She's contributing to her 401k. She's budgeting. She's even cutting lattes like everyone talks about. But last year, she paused her retirement contributions for 6 months. Why? Her car died and her daughter needed braces. And her rent went up $300 a month, all in the same quarter. I'll drop a comment in this episode if you've had similar things happen all at once. Now, Julie, you know, isn't reckless. She's not living beyond her means. She's living in 2025, where the cost of basic life events is eating her retirement dreams alive. And here's the tough part. Julie's story isn't unique. It's the statistical norm. According to the latest Goldman Sachs data, 42% of younger workers are living paycheck to paycheck, and that number is projected to hit 55% by 2033. Now think about that. In 8 years, more than half of working Americans will have zero financial margin, none. So what's this financial vortex I mentioned? Now, it's not some fancy Wall Street term. It's simple. Life events compete with long-term savings, and life always wins. Student loans, car payments, medical bills, childcare, they create a whirlpool that sucks money away from your future. The vortex kind of feeds on itself. You skip retirement savings to handle an emergency. That emergency often leads to debt. Debt payments then prevent future savings, and around you go. Now, here's what the data actually shows, and this is where it gets just a little bit scary. Start saving just 10 years late, you lose 38% of your potential retirement savings. Out of work for 8 years over your career, that's a 27% hit. Cash out your 401k early just once, there goes 17%. And here's the one that keeps me up at night. Getting just 1% lower investment returns over your career costs you 20% of your retirement. For most people, that's $200,000 that they're leaving on the table. And these aren't just hypotheticals. These are mathematical certainties. The compound interest that makes wealth building possible, it also makes mistakes expensive. But this is crucial. It also makes smart moves incredibly valuable. Small changes consistently applied create massive outcomes. So the question isn't, can you still retire comfortably? The question is, are you willing to play a different game? Because the old playbook, save 15%, buy index funds, don't touch it, that was built for a world when housing was affordable, healthcare was reasonable, and pensions existed. That world is gone. We need a new formula. The new formula has three parts: save smarter, invest better, and keep more. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to show you how someone making the median income can potentially add an extra $500,000 to their retirement using these three strategies. But first, we need to talk about the biggest mistake people make with their 401k. This is the guaranteed win strategy. Let's start with save smarter. This is about working with the system, not against it. The first move, stop leaving free money on the table. Goldman Sachs found that people with access to employer-sponsored retirement plans have a 29% higher savings-to-income ratio. That's not because they make more money. It's because the structure forces good behavior. Your employer match is the only guaranteed return left in investing. If your company matches 50 cents on the dollar up to 6% of your salary, that's an instant 50% return. Show me a Bitcoin bro that can guarantee that. But here's what I see constantly. People chasing 10% returns in the stock market while ignoring their employer 100% match. That's not optimizing. That's financial malpractice. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Guaranteed returns beat optimistic projections every single time. What does this mean? It means you match first and optimize later. Before you put a single dollar into crypto or real estate or that hot stock tip from your brother-in-law, you max out the guaranteed wins. Your employer match, your HSA contributions, tax deductions, these are your foundation. Everything else is speculation. So here's an example. Let's say you make $60,000 a year and your employer matches 50% up to 6%. That's 6% from you, $3,600, plus 3% from them, $1,800. That's $5,400 per year. Over 30 years at a 7% return, that's $560,000. And $150,000 of that was free money from your employer. You can't beat that with day trading. You can't beat that with side hustles. And you can't beat that with anything. It's free, so take it. So just a quick pause. If you're getting any value from this, hit the like button, make a comment, and subscribe if you find value. By the end of this video, you'll have a step-by-step action plan that'll help you break free from the financial vortex and actually build retirement wealth, even if you're starting from behind. So let's get back into it. The second smart move is automate before you see it. Here's a psychological truth. You'll spend what's in your checking account, period. It doesn't matter how disciplined you think you are. If money's visible, it's spendable. The solution, pay yourself first through automations. Set up your paychecks so retirement contributions come out before the money hits your account. This isn't about willpower. It's about systems. You don't try to save. You engineer an environment where saving happens automatically. And here's the data to back it up. 58% of workers believe they'll outlive their retirement savings. You know why? Because they're trying to save what's left over at the end of the month. And there's never anything left over. But when you automate it, when that money never touches your checking account, suddenly it's possible. You adjust your lifestyle to what's available, not what's earned. The third smart move is get a personalized plan. Retirees who've saved with a personalized financial plan had a 27% higher savings to income ratio compared to those who just winged it. 27%. That's not a rounding error. That's the difference between retiring at 67 and retiring at 62. So you can get a financial plan from a financial advisor, a robo-advisor, or even a comprehensive financial planning app. The tool matters less than the fact that you have a strategy customized to your situation. And one of the special things I'm going to do with this episode is anyone that makes a comment with the word plan, I'm going to send you a link to my financial planning portal. And this is going to be something you can play around with, put some of your data in there. And if you do want extra help creating a financial plan, I'll do a quick Zoom call with you to walk through my financial planning portal. Because your retirement math is unique, your risk tolerance, your time horizon, your income stability, your family situation, these variables create thousands of possible paths. Generic advice optimizes for nobody. Personalized strategy optimizes for you. Coming up next, I'm going to show you how to create multiple streams of income without burning yourself out, including one passive income strategy that could add $340,000 to your retirement. So stick with me. We've covered the save smarter, automation, guaranteed wins, and a personalized plan. Now let's talk about the bet better. This is where we address the income problem directly. Because here's the uncomfortable truth. Sometimes you can't budget your way to wealth. If 55% of workers are going to be living paycheck to paycheck by 2033, the problem isn't spending, it's insufficient income. You need multiple streams of income. And let me show you how. Stream number one is strategic side income. Let's do some simple math. $200 extra per month, that's it. One weekend side hustle. Maybe it's a DoorDash or freelance writing or dog walking, whatever matches your skills. $200 per month invested from age 30 to age 65 at a conservative 7% annual return becomes $325,000. Read that again. $325,000 from $200 a month. That's the power of compound interest working for you instead of against you in credit card debt. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Brian, I'm already exhausted. I don't have the time for a side hustle. And I hear you. But consider this. What if you monetize something you're already doing? If you love fitness, personal training pays $50 to $100 per hour. You love gaming like my son? Content creators make $3,000 to $10,000 per month once they're established. Are you good at your job? Consulting in your field can bring in $100 to $200 per hour. The key is picking one thing, mastering it, then kind of scaling it. Don't try to do five side hustles. Do one really well. You know, I'd love if you answered my pinned comment. Here's a question for you. What skill do you have right now that someone would pay for? Comment below with your answer. I'm curious what untapped income streams are sitting in this audience. Number two is passive income that actually works, not making money while you sleep scams. Real strategies. Have you ever thought of renting unused assets? If you have a parking spot you don't use, rent it for $200 to $400 per month on apps like Spot Hero. That's $2,400 to $4,800 per year. Over 30 years invested, that's $226,000 to $450,000. Got a spare room, Airbnb it on the weekends. Even $300 per month extra becomes $283,000 over 30 years. You see a little bit of a pattern here. You're not creating new time, you're monetizing existing assets. Now let's move on to digital products. Create once and sell forever. Online courses, ebooks, stock photos, design templates. The upfront work is significant, but the ongoing income is truly passive. Even just $300 per month in passive income becomes $340,000 invested over your career. That could be the difference between retiring comfortably and working until age 70. Stream number three is smarter investment allocations. Goldman's research shows that modest allocation to private markets can add 0.5% in excess returns. I know that doesn't sound like much, but over a career, that's 14% higher retirement savings. Also, when you're getting close to retirement, allocating 30% to guaranteed income products like annuities can boost retirement income by 23% compared to the traditional 4% withdrawal rule from a portfolio. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Small percentages create massive outcomes over time. Now, this is the hardest concept for people kind of to really internalize. A 1% difference seems trivial today, but over 30 years, that 1% lower return costs you $200,000. That 0.5% higher return adds $140,000. In retirement planning, there are no small differences. Everything compound. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the cost-cutting strategies that don't require sacrifice, including one insurance hack that could save you $1,200 a year. So don't go anywhere. So we've talked about the save smarter and bet better philosophies. Now let's talk about the keep more, because it doesn't matter how much you make if it all disappears into expenses. I'm not going to tell you to stop buying lattes. That's kind of garbage advice that saves you $4 while ignoring the $2,000 you're overpaying on insurance. Now I've talked about the latte effect, and if you invest that $5 you spent on a latte and what it would do over time. We're going after the big expenses here, the ones that actually move the needle. So big win number one is housing. Housing went from 33% to 51% of income over the past 25 years. And for most people, this is their largest expense by far. But let's talk about some ways to change that. Have you ever considered house hacking? I know having a stranger live in your house might not be exactly your dream situation, but live in a duplex, rent out the other side, or rent out your basement, Airbnb a spare room. Even $800 a month in rental income equals almost $10,000 per year. Invested over 30 years, that's $900,000. Yes, you're going to have roommates or a tenant, but you'll also retire a millionaire. So choose your heart. Number two is strategic relocation. Could you handle a 20-minute longer commute to save $500 per month on rent or mortgage? That's $6,000 per year, which becomes $566,000 over 30 years invested. Now, I'm not saying everyone should do this, but if you're 30 years old and struggling to save anything, this math is worth considering. Big win number two, insurance optimization. Most people overpay on insurance by hundreds per month because they set it and forget it. Now, let's fix that. First, look at your homeowner's insurance. Shop every single year. Get quotes from at least three companies. Increase your deductible from $500 to $1,000. You'll save about 10 to 25% on premium. Bundle home and auto with the same company for another 15 to 20% discount. Remove insurance on items you can afford to replace yourself. Average savings, $600 to $1,200 per year. That's $11,000 to $22,000 over 30 years and even more if invested. Number two is auto insurance. Same strategy. Shop annually. Increase your deductibles. Remove collision coverage on cars worth less than $3,000. Ask about low mileage discounts if you work from home. Drop rental car coverage if you have other vehicles. That's another $400 to $800 per year saved. That's $7,500 to $15,000 over your career. And number three is health insurance. Maximize your HSA account. This is the most tax advantage account in existence. Tax deductible going in, grows tax-free, and withdrawals are tax-free for medical expenses. And after age 65, it works exactly like traditional IRAs for non-medical expenses. The maximum contribution is $4,300 for individuals and about $8,500 for families in 2025. Over 30 years at 7% returns, that's $430,000 to $864,000 of new wealth. Big win number three is the subscription audit. This is smaller, but average households waste about $80 per month on forgotten subscriptions. I just went through mine and I found at least $60 of memberships I don't use. Look at your gym memberships that you might not be using, streaming services that you've replaced, apps that you downloaded once. 30 minutes, that's all it takes. Go through your bank statements, cancel ruthlessly. Automate that $80 per month straight to retirement. That's $960 per year, over 30 years invested, about $91,000 just from deleting apps. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three, convenience costs compound, discipline creates wealth. Every subscription, every automatic payment, every small expense, they all compound against you. But when you flip that script and redirect those small amounts towards assets, they compound for you instead. That's the game. Get compound interest working in your favor, not against you. All right, here's your action plan. I want you to take action on this today, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. This is my 5-minute retirement accelerator challenge. Step one, log into your 401k account and check your employer match. Are you maxing it out? If not, increase your contribution today to capture the full match. This is the highest return move you can possibly make. Step two, set up one automatic transfer from checking to a Roth IRA or a taxable brokerage account. Even if it's just $50 per paycheck, automate it. Make it invisible. Step number three is cancel one subscription you're not actively using. Just one, that's it. Take that monthly amount and add it to your automatic transfer from step two. 5 minutes, three moves. Potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. And if you want to go deeper, and you should, here are your next steps. This week, shop your homeowners and auto insurance. Get three quotes minimum. Audit all subscriptions and cancel unused ones. Calculate your side hustle potential. What's one skill you could monetize for an extra $200 to $500 per month? This month, meet with a financial advisor for some personalized planning. Max out your employer match if you haven't already. Set up or max out your HSA contributions. And this quarter, explore some house hacking opportunities. Launch your side income stream. Review and optimize your investment allocation. Remember, 58% of workers think they'll outlive their retirement savings, but that doesn't have to be you. You now have a new formula. Save smarter, bet better, and keep more. The question is, will you execute? If this video helped you see retirement planning differently, hit the like button, drop a comment below, telling me which of these three strategies you're implementing first. The save smarter, bet better, or keep more. I read every comment, and one of your comments just might inspire a future Wealth Decisions episode. And obviously, subscribe to the channel. We drop a new Wealth Decisions episode every week, breaking down complex financial topics into actionable strategies you can actually use. And here's the truth nobody wants to say aloud. The retirement system is kind of broken. It was built for a different economy, a different cost structure, a different world. But that doesn't mean you're broken. And it doesn't mean retirement is impossible. It means you need a better strategy, not more sacrifice, not more guilt, just smarter execution. 75% of people under 50 are trapped in this financial vortex. You now have the tools to escape it, so use them. Next week, we're diving into something controversial, the rent versus buy dilemma, and discuss a rule you probably never heard about called the 8.71% rule. Until then, go take the 5-minute challenge and make one smart money move today. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.